It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today over the phone, I've got Robin Hunt with Green River, and it's always fun to get her on the phone to talk about, you know, what's going on. And so what we decided we're going to do this go-round is we're going to talk about some of the great things that they had that went on last year in Green River, some big successes, and what's coming up this year, as well as, you know what, go on down and check out Green River. There's always a lot of great things and great places to stay, great things to do in Green River, Utah. Robin, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So let's talk. Before we came on the air, we were talking about a few things. And you know what? There's always something, it seems like, going on in Green River. And you guys had a lot of great things happen in 2022 down there. So why don't you give us some highlights of what went on down there and how things turned out for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started off with a great spring. We had the Green River Dirt Bike Rally, which brought 300 to 400 riders to town, and that was always a lot of fun. We have Rich Larson, who is a pro rider, come, and he did a clinic there, and we actually still have the obstacles that he trained on out there for. It's on city property, and anyone's welcome to come and check it out. It's over there by Pirate Avenue, and awesome to check out year-round. We're planning on that event again this spring. It'll be April 13th through the 15th of 2023, and hopefully Rich Larson will be coming back to train again. But regardless if he comes or not, we're going to have great rides and awesome guides to help show you the way, and we've got great trails, single track trails out here.
And really, this is something, this dirt bike rally is something that can only get bigger, right?
Yes, yeah. I mean, there's a ton of desert out here. We've got all kinds of trails to spread you out on and give you a good time. We have trails that range from intermediate and beginner to expert, like 5 miles of hell, which is, you know, aptly named.
I was going to say, it is. It truly is. So let's talk about Melon Days, because you said it got a little accolade this year.
Yeah, I mean, Melon Days 2022 is awesome. I felt like we have kind of come out of the COVID modified versions of Melon Days and are kind of back to normal. Our parade was huge. It went on forever. It was a nice long parade, which was awesome. And great crowd, live music, awesome variety of vendors, and we're expecting it to be the same and better next year.
As it should be. And you said, was it Travel Magazine? What did they tell you?
Yeah, Travel Magazine named it as one of the best festivals to attend in Utah. So if you haven't been, come check it out. It's worth checking out. And of course, you get the delicious free melon.
That's the main reason to go, right?
Exactly.
And then the one that wrapped up kind of the end of the year, Outlaw Days. Let's talk about Outlaw Days and how that all went down.
Yeah, absolutely. So Outlaw Days is kind of a unique event. It's geared towards, you know, Western activities. We have a cowboy action shooting competition, a milk jug shoot, horseshoes, prime rib dinner. It's a lot of fun. And this year was our biggest year yet. It's only our fourth year, but it showed a lot of promise. We had about 200 people there, and it's just continuing to grow. Excitement for that event's growing, and we hope to get some cowboy poets there for 2023, as well as our other activities, and it's definitely worth checking out.
All right, and once again, as you said, all of these are on the books and ready to start getting planning going for 2023 as well. The Dirt Bike Rally is probably the first one to come up. Is that going to be in April, you said?
Yeah, April 13th through the 15th, and then Melon Days is the third weekend of September, and Outlaw Days is the first weekend of November. And potentially we're going to have some other events as well, but those ones are for sure happening in 2023.
All right. And you know what? Even if there's not an event going on, you can go down to Green River and explore and have a lot of fun, can't you? There's a lot of things to do down there in Green River, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. We talked a little bit earlier, Dave, about the golf course. It's just 9 holes, but it's beautiful. It's fun. We have people come and golf it all the time. It's open year-round, so if you're wanting to get out of the house, not sure what to do in the winter day, it's fun to come in and golf there. And we've got the John Wesley Powell River History Museum, which is always worth checking out, and the Crystal Geyser, and the river, of course. You always want to hit the river, whether even in the winter, it's fun to come and check it out and see the book cliffs all covered in snow and ice, and it's just a lot of fun.
And there's plenty of places to stay, plenty of places to get you a great meal, and just head down there. It's not that far away. And if I remember correctly, the golf course also has a frisbee course on it, doesn't it? Or am I wrong?
Yes. No, you're right. They do have a disc golf course, disc golf course along with the regular course.
So pack them up and head on down to Green River. Have a great time. And, you know, even up here, it's still a little warmer in Green River than it is, you know, up in the northern parts of Emory County and in Carbon County as well. So head on down to Green River and, you know what, check out and see what they got, and then get ready for another great year of great events that looks like they're already on tap and getting ready to be planned and having a good time. Robin, thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today and talk about Green River and some of the great things that are going on down there.
Of course. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.